Hollywood legend Adam West has been in the business for 60 years, with more than 180 acting credits to his name. Of course, he's probably best known for his role as Batman in the 1960s series alongside Burt Ward as Boy Wonder and Julie Newmar as Catwoman. Mr. West, thank you for joining me today.
Well, that's the best intro I've had all day. That was just fine.
I was wondering if this will be your first time in Reno this weekend.
No, I've been in Reno many times over the last 50 years.
Do you have any particular fond memories of Reno?
Well, they brought me to Reno as a mere child.
Your parents?
Yes.
Okay.
They said, kid, before you do anything else, you've got to see Reno. The biggest little city in the world.
Okay. I imagine you've been to quite a few comic book conventions over the years. And I was wondering what the number one question you receive from your fans at these events is.
Well, an extraordinary number of questions. And some of them may be a little personal, but it's okay. Look, my job is to make people happy. And Batman has made them happy. And that's why I like to go out to the comic cons and meet people.
In general, a lot of the new superhero franchises are favoring darker, more conflicted protagonists. Do you like this trend toward the anti-hero?
Well, not so much. It's interesting in literature to an extent, but I'm really beginning to feel adverse to, well, even more than adverse, almost emotionally angry about the violence and the bloodshed and the explosions and the killings. And it's not good for the kids.
There have been so many reboots of Batman. I'm curious if you have your own private list where you rank your favorite Batmans over the years.
No. No, I just like everything I've done. I'm teasing.
Okay.
Yes. Not necessarily, because, you know, I'm not trying to be politically correct in a show business way. But, you know, these are all talented guys. And they're very good at what they do. I think one or two have missed the mark a little bit. And, hey, I keep winning all the polls about being the favorite Batman. So what do I know? I just do it.
In addition to numerous TV roles and movie cameos, you also do a fair bit of voice work, most recently as Mayor Adam West on Fox's Family Guy cartoon. I'll play a little clip from that.
Mayor West, what are you doing here?
I'm being a rascal and ringing people's doorbells and running away.
Then what are you still doing here?
It's my first house. I'm not very good at this.
I'm curious how you landed that gig and how you feel playing a fictionalized version of yourself.
Hey, they just called and said, would you do it? And Seth and I were friends. We'd worked together. He'd written a pilot for me. And I said, yeah, let me give it a try. And I decided to simply make Mayor West a really exaggerated, crazy version of a nutty guy.
So in 1968, during the height of Batmania, you and William Shatner filmed a TV pilot together that never got picked up about Alexander the Great. I wonder if you have any stories about what it was like working alongside another pop culture icon from that era.
Well, not really, because that's a good question. But neither one of us realized that we were pop culture icons at all. That took about 30 years. And then it suddenly began to seep in that, you know, we are and we have a responsibility here. And, you know, we're stuck with the characters we created to a large degree because they made people happy. And I decided while we were shooting that horrible pilot that because Batman made people happy, it should make me happy. People love it. I should love it.
You'll be appearing at Comic-Con with Burt Ward, who played Robin in the original series. What's your off-screen relationship been like over the years?
It's been at a distance. We don't have the same lifestyles, and we don't live in the same areas.
So when you see him this weekend, do you reconnect to your characters that you played together?
Now, that's a damn good question. Absolutely and instantly. Because that chemistry that occurred between us with those characters comes right back. As soon as we're on the same stage or together, it gets nutty again. It gets Laurel and Hardy or Abbott and Costello or whatever.
So my last question is a silly one. In the old Batman series, whenever a fight broke out, you would see words like pow or bam come up on the screen. I'd like to know your favorite onomatopoeia fight word from the series.
You know, you're pretty good for a newcomer.
Thank you.
I guess it might be ba-room.
Fantastic.
You know what it spells.
What does that spell?
Barroom.
Barroom. That's what onomatopoeia means, right?
Yeah. Okay.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't play you out with a little bit of the original theme song here. Mr. West, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Well, it was fun, and then you're pretty good for your age.
Actor Adam West, a.k.a. Batman, will be appearing this Saturday at the Wizard World Comic-Con at the Reno Sparks Convention Center. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Julia Ritchie.